Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio now. I'm Mitch Tyke. Those of us who ride the bus on a regular basis take it for granted that the man or woman behind the wheel is going to get us where we're going safely. But few of us give much thought to the driver and what he or she does, aside from stopping the bus, opening the doors, accepting fares. It turns out that there is a lot more to it, and Bill Locher can speak to almost all of it. He started driving a bus for Milwaukee County Transit more than 30 years ago and more recently has helped train new drivers and employees. It's a history you would never know unless you asked about it, so we decided to. Bill Locher joins us in the Lake Effect studio now. Thanks so much for coming by.
Well, thanks so much for letting me be here.
When did you start working for Milwaukee County Transit?
I started driving the bus in 1979.
Can you describe what the buses were like then?
Oh, sure. I drove what would be the vintage bus, I guess. Back then, they had the bifold doors and they had the handbrake and the small windows. And then, obviously, I've drove all kinds of buses throughout the years and the different models. It's been great.
The vintage model, was it a challenge to – I mean, I would imagine that when you see the buses out there that are in service today, there must be a temptation to tell the drivers that you don't know how good you've got it. Or is there? What was it like to drive those?
Well, I wouldn't say that to a driver. But those buses, the first ones I drove, didn't have power steering. So you really had to yank that wheel to make a turn. And when we first got the buses with power steering, it was like, wow, this is easy. You know, that big change. But it's still a big vehicle, still 40 feet. So,
I'm curious about the attitudes that people bring on the bus. What really got us talking about doing this segment, actually, was this observation that a number of people have made who have ridden buses in, say, Chicago and then come up here and ridden buses. And there was an observation that the riders here are more polite. And then someone said, well, they're more polite than they used to be because they weren't always polite. So I'm curious what ridership has been like in your experience.
Well, I always had a pretty positive experience. I could tell you a couple stories that, you know, where I didn't have a good experience, but I learned from those. But, I mean, going way back, you know, my uncle used to install the signs on the buses, the advertising signs. And he used to store them in my grandparents' garage. And one of the signs had a drawing of a bus driver in that green Eisenhower jacket. And it said, take your favorite bus driver to Joe's Steakhouse. And as a kid, I used to think, wow, people would actually treat a bus driver to a steak. I thought, man, that's a good thing. Maybe I should get into that. You know, so I think my attitude was kind of tainted to be positive because that was the image that I had. And, you know, I liked people. I studied sociology at UWM, you know, then couldn't figure out what I wanted to do with that education, so I decided to drive the bus. And a few years of doing that, I see some of the students are reading the same textbooks that I had, you know, when I took those courses. And I remember telling a young guy, I said, you know, you could put that book away and just take notes on what you see on the bus, and I guarantee you, you'll pass your professor's questions and quizzes because it's just that – all that is in there.
What were some of the experiences you had that did not go so well that informed how you did things differently as the years went on?
Well, you know, I was probably 24, so I'm very young. And I always had jobs where I was pretty well appreciated and liked. And so I'm driving the bus, and I'm on North Avenue, and I miss a connection on 76th Street. And a woman really wanted that bus that I just missed. And she read me the riot act. She called me all kinds of names and used some pretty extreme language, I would say, and just chewed me out. And she gets off the bus. And I'm sitting there, and I'm kind of shell-shocked. You know, I'm holding onto the steering wheel, and my hands are going white, and I just don't know how to deal with this. And a little old lady walks up to me, and she puts her arm, you know, hand on my arm, rather, and she says, driver, did you know that lady? And I said, no. And she says, then I guess it doesn't matter, does it? And it really hit me because it was, that lady wasn't talking to me. She doesn't know Bill Locher. I mean, she's not my friend. She's not my relative. She was talking to the uniform. She was upset because she missed the bus, and I understand that. But that woman's advice really kind of helped me say, all right, don't take it personal. If somebody's having a bad day, it ain't about me.
At the same time, it strikes me that for a lot of people, they ride the bus first thing in the morning and ride it home at the end of the workday, and their experience on the bus could really color their impression of the day they're about to have or the day they've just had.
Well, certainly. I mean, and that's why I mean, it's just good customer service to be friendly when you get on. And it helps me as a driver when I was a driver. I mean, I don't want to just sit there and not look at people or talk to people. And here's one. I remember, you know, loading a bunch of middle school kids back in the 80s when the big the thing was to wear a big clock around their neck, you know, with a chain, you know, and this big clock face. And a kid gets on. He's looking kind of tough. And I go, "Hey, Johnny Big Time." And, you know, every time I would see that kid, I would go, "Hey, Johnny Big Time." And years go by, and a young adult gets on my bus, and he says, "Hey, my bus driver." And I look at him like, "I don't know you." And he says, "Hey, remember me, Johnny Big Time." And I thought, man, you know, you connect with people, and it just makes the job much more fun.
There's a story you haven't gotten to tell yet.
All right. So, you know, as a bus driver, you don't really get a lunch break. You get a layover. And, you know, if you get a couple minutes, that's going to be your break. And I had one at UWM, and it was 20 minutes, which is really a lot. And so I run in, I get a cup of coffee, I get back on the bus, and I open up the newspaper, spread it on the steering wheel, and I get my sandwich out, and I'm just ready to take a bite, and I get that knock, knock, knock on the window. And I look, and it's a street person, you know, very disheveled, very matted hair, you know, drooling and all that sort of thing. And I, oh, man, you know, so I open up the door, and the guy gets on, and I don't want to really look at him, you know, because I want to have my lunch break. And he sits down in the seat right across from the driver. And I go, okay, don't talk to me. And I get ready to take a bite of my sandwich, and he goes, "Driver, I've had a bad day." And I thought, man, all right. So I put my newspaper away, put my sandwich away, and I turn to him and I say, "Well, what's going on?" And he starts talking to me. And he starts telling me about, you know, getting kicked out of here and the hard luck that he's had. It's just a sad story. And so we talk for a little bit, and I start up the bus. My layover's over. I didn't get my newspaper. My coffee's cold and all that. And he stands up, and he wants to get off the bus. He didn't even want to ride. He just wanted to talk to somebody. And he says to me, he says, "Thanks for making a better day for me." And he takes his hand and he wipes his nose, which is dripping, and he holds out his hand and he says, "My name's Steve." And I thought, oh my goodness. I just took my driving glove off and I said, "Hey, my name's Bill." Because I thought again, I mean, if that's all it takes to make somebody's day a better day, I got to do it. And that's kind of the way it is out there.
I wonder, as you are training today new operators, mm-hmm. do you have to work with them on framing how they interact with people as they get on the bus?
Oh, yes. There's a couple of different courses that we do. You know, there's printed materials that talk to that very thing. But most of us as trainers use our experience as bus operators, and we tell those stories because that has the most impact. All of our trainers are former bus operators. So, you know, we have those stories. And the reason we've done well is because we know how to treat people well.
I guess then the question I have is whether the negative interactions that sometimes happen on a bus between a rider and a driver, is there something that the driver could often have done to have diffused them?
Sure. I would say it's this idea kind of goes back to that first story I told you. It's about taking it personal. And I think for a lot of people, you know, because they're in a public that has, you know, you have people that have a lot of money. You have people that have no money. You don't know what your rider is. You don't know where they're coming from or where they're going. And if you take things personal, I mean, if you're having a bad day, I mean, for all I know, you just lost your job. And so I don't know that. And so if you're grumpy with me, you're not talking to me. You're just upset because you lost your job. And so some operators have a difficult time learning that. And that's really what we try to emphasize.
How important is it to be on the same routes day after day and being able to the degree you can, get to know the people that ride the bus?
Well, there's certainly a plus to that. I mean, if you're a regular operator and you're doing the same route every day and you get to a stop and you always pick up somebody there and you don't see them, you're maybe going to look down the block to see if they're running. And if you're not a regular operator, you maybe wouldn't know that. But even – because I was both. I mean, I did a regular run and I did, you know, the extra work all the time. So I had both experiences, and you'd still see people. They go, "Hey, I had you on the 30 last week. Now you're on the 21. So it wasn't like you didn't see the same people out there.
It strikes me that that most people who ride the bus don't necessarily stop to think that there is a pretty big responsibility that the person in the driver's seat has to take – a whole group of people that he or she has never met and take them to someplace safely.
Well, that's the best part of the job. And I think that's what we try to – you know, like I said, I went to UWM and a lot of my family said, "Well, what? You're going to be a bus driver? You're going to be just a bus driver?" Like it was somehow a disappointment, you know, after getting educated, you know. And it struck me as I do this job a little bit, you know, because obviously I stayed a bus driver for a lot longer than I thought I would. But – you know, I'm driving a vehicle that costs way more than any vehicle most people have in their driveway. I'm driving these people all day long, getting them to where they're going, whether it's to school or to their homes or to their kids, whatever. And if I don't have an accident, I get them there safely. How can I not feel good about that? I mean, you're so much more than just driving a bus. I mean, you're working with people.
Have you gotten to drive one of the new buses?
Oh, yes. That's one of the exciting things about being a trainer. When we get the new vehicles, I get to drive them because I want to kind of sign off on them, make sure that they stop the way we expect them to and clearances, things like that.
Well, what are the new ones like to drive? You mentioned going from no power steering to power steering. I would imagine that the new ones are a few steps beyond that.
Yes, sir. They're kind of like a Cadillac, you know, compared to what I drove in the old days, you know, and it's very nice, very nice. And I think the customers like it too. And they're vibrant. The colors pop. You know, the seats are nice. And it's just great.
I will say getting on one of those every once in a while, you get on one that still has the new bus smell.
See, we get that too. It's great.
Well, Bill Locher, thank you so much. It has really been a pleasure to get to hear some of your stories from all those years with MCTS.
All right. Thanks, Mitch.
Bill Locher has worked for the Milwaukee County Transit System since 1979, originally as a bus driver and more recently as a trainer. His son is also a driver and the MCTS staff cartoonist. You can see one of his recent strips for the agency's employee newsletter at WUWM.com/Lake Effect.
Everybody on my bus is rocking to and fro. Everybody on my bus has got somewhere to go. Everybody on my bus is bouncing down the street. Everybody on my bus will really feel the beat. And they're young and old.
And finally today, the TV show CBS Sunday Morning has been ending its broadcasts for years with a sound and video montage of a nature scene. We firmly believe that imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, and so today we inaugurate an occasional series we're calling Milwaukee Soundscapes. Appropriately, Lake Effect contributor Sam Willis takes us on board the number 23 bus route between Fond du Lac and National.
You too, sir. Thank you. It starts to get stuffy back there. Let me know. I can turn that air on again.
Our Milwaukee soundscape taking us on the number 23. And before we leave you at your stop, we'll mention that Lake Effect is produced by our team of Dan Harmon, Stephanie Lecce, and Bonnie North, with production assistance from Sam Willis, Trapper Shep, and Jenny Reinke. I'm Mitch Tighe. Thank you so much for tuning in today, and I sure hope you can be with us again tomorrow and Sunday afternoon at 3 for Lake Effect Weekend from WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee. Fresh air is next. It's 11 o'clock.